I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A major Hezbollah figure was assassinated this week in Beirut, Lebanon. The Lebanese Shiite militant group immediately blamed Israel. Tom Doyle is the Middle East expert for E3 Partners. He says the Sunni Muslims had the most to gain from the killing. But the trouble puts Christians in the line of fire, too. Both sides want to be rid of the Bible people. What can you do? Join the 838 Prayer Movement on Facebook. We have links to connect you.
Get prayer requests from the underground church, SOS signals that are coming out to the body of Christ, pleading with people to pray for them.
Next, there's an annual event in the U.S. called See You at the Pole, where students gather around the school's flagpole before classes to pray. A Crossroad Bible Institute partner is doing something similar tomorrow. Crossroad's David Scheringa says both events show solidarity.
You have different demographics in a symbolic way coming together to unite your hearts together for a common cause.
Prayer at the prison gate brings together corrections officers, volunteers, and inmates' families to pray for prisoners. Find one near you at our website or set an alarm on your watch or phone for 10 a.m. and join them wherever you are. And what comes to mind when I say 2% solution? There are still places around the world where less than 2% of the people have ever heard about Jesus. HCJB Global launched a special project called the 2% Solution to change that. Support for this project provides 5 ways to change the lives of people who are physically, socially, and spiritually trapped. You're a critical part of reaching the unreached. We'll make the introductions at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Phillips, Craig, and Dean's new Christmas CD, Hope for All the World. When you help MNN with your gift of any amount, I'll send you a copy. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.